Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm leaving. See ya.
Hold on. Get back here, you son of a biscuit maker.
What's wrong, Bill?
You're going to Fiji.
That's right.
Do you know where I'm going? To the door and back.
Oh,
to the door and back.
Something else.
I'll hold the door open for you on your way out.
Well, thank you.
Carrying luggage to your car. In fact, I'm doing valet service for Single Scott.
Yes, Single Scott's in the studio with me, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Is he going to Fiji? Are you going to Fiji, you rat bitch?
No, it makes you feel better, Bill. I'm not going to Fiji. I'm just going to sit in my bathtub with some jellyfish and pretend.
All right, well, that'll have to do. And
brought some unknown hot chick in here who's already got a Scuba Radio jacket.
Unknown? What are you kidding me?
Nameless. No, I've never met this woman before.
Mermaid Tony in the studio with us today.
Oh, hi, Tony. Nice to see you.
This is a first time for her. And I mean in the studio. Hello! How you doing,
giggity.
Tony? Giggity
is
right.
Good, how are you guys?
All right, are you excited, Tony?
Just a little bit.
Just
minorly
a little bit.
So.
Minorly so. She's excited because she's part of our posse. Our Scuba Radio posse that's heading to Fiji here over the next 3 weeks. Now, actually, next week we'll be out on the left coast. We catch a flight out tonight right after the broadcast, a live show today, to Long Beach, California, so we can celebrate the scuba show there. Give away a liveaboard trip to the Turks and Caicos on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and proudly display Mermaid Tony in the proper Scuba Radio attire. What?
Wow, that's a job right there.
It is.
Properly display Mermaid Tony.
Well, I mean,
you make her sound like
filet,
a piece of meat.
Not filet.
It's a
display.
Piece of
display.
You make her sound like a piece of meat.
I mean that in a totally respectful way. She is
That'll
a mermaid.
That'll be something new. That's a first time for the studio, too. What do you know?
Well, okay. All right. But no, she's gonna do the mermaid thing at the Scuba Show tomorrow in Long Beach, California. The people out on the left coast are in for a treat.
The left coast?
Yeah, baby!
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We're a little punchy. We got a lot to cover on today's show, though, because this is basically our last studio show for 3 weeks, because we're going to be on the road in California, and then 2 weeks in Fiji, traveling around from dive resort to dive resort, and, you know, just having a good old time and basically bringing you along for the ride. So, Bill, you'll be able to listen back here in Orlando.
It'll be just like I'm there, I'm sure.
It'll be just like being there. Okay, actually, it won't even be remotely close. But you'll be able to hear how much fun it is to be in Fiji.
You know what?
It's
the sort of thing which would make it so that I didn't miss the next adventure that Scuba Radio went on.
Well, you're doing the Turks and Caicos thing, and we're going to find someone to dive with you tomorrow in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show when we give away a spot on the Scuba Cruise.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, with our friends from Explorer Ventures. Go to the booth there at the Scuba Show this weekend. You can register. Then tomorrow, at the end of the day, as part of my birthday, tomorrow is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Woo! It's my birthday, but I'm basically giving away my presents to everyone else. I don't know worked out this way.
It's called math.
I got the short end of the stick on this one, but hey, someone's going to benefit. And we got some Nanook protective cases to give away, some Scuba Radio shirts and hats, and I don't know, maybe a mermaid or two.
It is nice that finally you're the one with the short end of the stick instead of Mrs. Greg, the dive master.
All right, moving on.
Wow.
It's time to talk about some different places you can go, whether you're joining us or just, you know, looking for your next dive adventure. Joel is on the line from Stella Maris Resort in the Bahamas. Joel, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, my friend?
Very good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no worries. Now, StellaMarisResort.com is the website. Joel, are you the dive instructor there at the dive operation in the Bahamas or what?
No, well, actually, I'm the general manager. I have many years of diving experience behind me, though.
Excellent. And Stella Maris, one of the most, it's legendary in the Bahamas. I believe you guys started, like, the first shark dive. You're one of the first dive operations in the Bahamas, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah. We've been, we've had a dive program for close to 40 years. We were one of the, I would say, dive pioneers in the Bahamas when diving started becoming a recreational sport. And the back 30-some years ago, when shark diving was unheard of, it kind of began here more or less by accident, not meaning that an accident happened, but...
you were just diving and sharks showed up.
They wanted to film some sharks, so yeah. We kind of picked an area where we thought sharks would hang around, where coral reefs are in the area, so we took them out there and baited up the water a bit, and sure enough, some sharks appeared. They got their footage and everything. And then the word just spread where other guests said, hey, we want to see the sharks too. And it went from guest to guest where it just started becoming a regular thing. And then other places caught on and, everybody had their unique way of doing a shark dive throughout the Bahamas and other countries also.
Yeah, so Stella Maris Resort is kind of like the birthplace of shark diving.
In
the Bahamas,
yep,
or the world, for that matter, and that's what I've heard over the years too. I've heard that even today, your shark dive is truly one of the best of the best. I don't know if that's because of the longevity and maybe the sharks are more used to people being so many years, or
they got 40-year-old sharks, baby.
Man, I don't know. Is that the case, Joel?
Obviously, they replace themselves.
Yeah,
the sharks kind of hang out in the general area of a few square miles around that area. I would say ours is a bit unique in that our sharks are probably less used to people than more used to people. We don't, diving out here on the out islands is not really mass diving. It's
right.
Smaller groups of people, and we would generally visit the shark reef once, maximum twice a week, which means that the sharks are not dependent on our people coming down with food as their sole source of food.
Right.
It's something that they get a little accustomed to, but their main source of their food is obviously the fish, the reef, and ours is just a bonus. So they're a bit more
acclimated to the divers.
You would see them naturally, not so much accustomed to divers. But, they do hang around when you come down, and they come pretty close, and it is an exciting dive.
Yeah, well, they haven't had much reason to fear the divers, because they've learned over the years that, they're there to take a picture or two, maybe, or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, yeah, and it's a mutual respect thing, too, down there under the water with the sharks.
Now, I haven't done that particular shark dive, but I'm assuming it's, what, Caribbean reef sharks? Is that what we're talking about?
Caribbean reef sharks, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and once again, StellaMarisResort.com. Now, obviously, the birthplace of shark diving in the Bahamas. I haven't been to that part of the Bahamas. Elizabeth and the gang over there, I've talked to you guys several times about coming over there. We're going to have to change that, Joel. You would host a scuba radio. I'd probably have to bring a mermaid, I'm guessing.
You'd have
Is that
to bring
right?
a mermaid, but other than that, we definitely host you. Yes, it would
yes.
be our pleasure.
Now, what else could I expect to see other than some world-class shark diving? Are we talking wrecks, walls, reefs, or what?
We have a wreck dive. It's in about 100 foot of water, 130-foot long freighter that we intentionally sunk. There's a sailboat also next to it. And it's
that they
right
accidentally
next
sunk
to our
the same day.
So you've got some nice coral formations, large fish. You can swim throughout the wreck. It's fairly close to shore, so it is not super rough. It's fairly in protected waters. In addition to that, we've got a host of reef dives, anything from 25 feet depth for beginners, to the deeper dives for more advanced divers.
Yeah. Okay.
And then of course we have the Conception Island wall dive, which is the island to the east from us, where we do day trips over. It's a bit longer boat ride, about an hour and a half each way.
Right.
But definitely worth it, because it's probably one of the most pristine wall dives you know, anywhere in the Caribbean.
Yeah, you know what? Now, I have done that site on one of our liveaboard trips, and that was world-class, a Conception Island.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I forgot, we cruised right by the resort. I remember that now. So, so that's one of your key dive sites is being
that's
able to...
That's one of our key dives. Now, and then also we have the Dean's Blue Hole, which is on the island itself. We go there by bus, not by boat. It's, you know, you step right off the beach into the Blue Hole, and it's the world's deepest known blue hole. It's about a 45-minute ride here from the resort. You know, it's in the central part of Long Island. We're up at the north end of the island.
Oh, they're in Long Island. How nice. Didn't realize Long Island was in the Bahamas.
Pardon me?
Just ignore him, Joel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Long Island is in the Bahamas. There's two Long Islands. We're
that's
the other
right.
Long Island. Oh, okay.
You're the better Long Island.
We're the better Long Island.
Are you the one that came up with the iced tea?
Yeah, the Blue Hole is a fantastic dive because it's a beautiful setting. You know, you've got about a 60-foot diameter blue hole. The ocean is right next to it. Some coral cliffs overhanging the blue hole, and then beach on the other side, and it plunges straight down to 660 feet.
Holy cow!
660 feet.
660 feet.
Mildly outside of recreational levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming quite well known in free diving circles. Also, we've just in the past 6 months, we've had two world championships hosted here at the Dean's Blue Hole for free diving world championships.
Cool. Well, yeah. Well, I would imagine that would be the perfect or idyllic conditions. Deep,
it's
calm,
it's perfect
protected.
Conditions. Yeah, it's beautiful snorkeling, free diving, and scuba diving.
Excellent. All right. Well, I have to put that one on the list for sure, Joel. We do appreciate it. And obviously, we're doing this because, you know, we want to find out a little bit more about Stella Maris Resort, StellaMarisResort.com. But the new BahamasDiving.com booking engine, where you can go to that website, BahamasDiving.com, book everything, airfare, dive package, hotel accommodations, the whole thing. Do something at Stella Maris Resort, do a little island hop where you do some stuff on Long Island and maybe go to one of the other islands and do a combo deal. Or just take advantage of some of the specials that they offer. You guys have a few of those up there at BahamasDiving.com, I see now as well.
Yeah, we have you know, our specials on BahamasDiving.com. You can also link to our website, StellaMarisResort.com. You know, we have, of course, our dive trips, but we also do a all-inclusive scuba package for 5 nights or 7 nights where everything is included, from flights from Nassau to meals to scuba diving to drinks, so you have to worry about nothing.
Oh, we love that.
And then, you know, for the more individual type of person, or let's say you have a couple or a family where not everybody's a diver, we have other packages for non-divers or snorkelers or honeymooners. And in addition to diving, you know, there's a host of other things you can do on the island, such as fishing, offshore fishing. Bone fishing is a specialty on the island.
Or going to Conception Island and get your freak on. Well, no, I don't think that's...
Yeah, the mermaids aren't allowed to go to Conception Island. Honeymooners every once in a while do get to go to Conception Island.
StellaMarisResort.com or book everything you need for it, BahamasDiving.com. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Make yourselves comfortable. Prepare to witness a man brought to the very edge of madness.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
I think he's already there.
And with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
I'm a warning you, stranger!
Cool beer.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Heading to the Long Beach Dive Show tomorrow, scuba show. If you're on the left coast, make sure you join us. Biggest dive event on the west coast happening this weekend.
And if you don't bring him a present for his birthday.
Yeah.
You're going to be obligated to give him a kiss.
Excuse me?
That's how it's always worked in the past for Greg, that if you don't remember to bring a gift, that you have to give him a kiss. And I'll tell you what, the mustache and beard tickle. I'm against it. I warn you now, this is what happens. When Jim gave his kiss because he forgot to bring a present, it sounded like Velcro with the two mustaches pulling apart. It was terrible.
Oh, I brought a present, all right.
I got you a Jaeger bomb, Greg.
Yeah, and I got your cheek right here. All right, look, we got a busy travel schedule ahead of us. Obviously, we're doing Long Beach. Then we're going to Fiji. When we get back July 9th, we're going to Dominica for Dive Fest. Then it's the Explorer Venture Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise at the end of July, first week of August in Turks and Caicos. And then we're heading to Dominica. We're going to get down, or not Dominica, we're going to get down in Grenada in August. And we have Phil Say on from DiveGrenada.com to talk a little bit about the Spice Island. Phil, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Now, Phil, you are the president of the Grenada Dive Association. Is that the proper organization?
The proper title, yeah, you're absolutely right, is the president of the Grenada Scuba Diving Association. So I represent all the dive shops down here in Grenada and also our sister island in Carriacou.
Your sister island, which one? What's that?
It's called Carriacou. We're a tri-island state called, well, there's Grenada is the main island. We have Carriacou and Petit Martinique, and we have three dive shops there in Carriacou as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just learned something new. I've been there once. I didn't get very far around the island that day, those few days. And
did you get off the island?
I didn't.
Other islands are outside of Grenada.
That's what I'm learning. I have more places to visit, it sounds like. You think, Phil?
Absolutely, and some of the diving up in Carriacou, you know, really is world-class.
Now, what about your operation? Because, obviously, you run Dive Grenada. You can check it out, DiveGrenada.com. Where out on the island are you, and what type of diving do you guys specialize at your particular operation?
Okay, we're based down on Grandans Beach, which is the large beach down here in Grenada. We run relatively a small shop. We sort of tend to specialize with small groups, small family groups. We sort of take a maximum of 8 divers. So we're like sort of what I would call nearly a boutique type of operation, where we specialize in people who come in ones and twos, family groups, and also we make sure that we give that extra special attention, really, to the people who come and dive with us.
Got it. Okay, so a small group, so if there's a particular type of diving they want to do, you can cater to their particular desires, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. And where we're based, we're probably the most centrally located dive shop on the island, i.e. the majority of dive sites really are only 10 minutes away. So, you know, some of the places you travel around the Caribbean, you have a lot longer dive boat rides, really. So we're located dead center. So literally, you know, we can go out and do a 2-tank dive in the morning and we're finished by 12 o'clock. So leaving you plenty of time to enjoy the island of Grenada.
There you go. Yeah, and there's plenty of stuff to see topside. So tropical, the Spice Island. We've talked about that many times before, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it again in the future. But I'm guessing the Bianca Sea, is that one of your favorite dive sites there from your shop too, or
well,
no?
Well, absolutely. You know, being the wreck diving capital of the Caribbean, the Bianca Sea, commonly known as the Titanic of the Caribbean, really is our signature wreck here in Grenada. You know, we have in Grenada, main island, us, we have 15-plus wreck sites, and then we have another 5 or 6 up in Carriacou. So really, you know, we've got something from everybody. But Bianca Sea really is our signature wreck that everybody loves diving. You know, it is an advanced dive. However, you know, it's got something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. DiveGrenada.com. Check them out. Go diving with Phil. And we're going to talk to this guy again on some future editions of The Big Show. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
All right, so Mermaid Tony is in the studio with us today as we prepare to head west and then further west to Fiji. And by the way, when we get in Fiji, it'll be 2 days from now. So if you want to email me and ask me what the lotto numbers are, I'll be glad to tell you what they are. And then you can...
It doesn't really work that way. First of all, it won't be 2 days from now. It'll be a week from now to start with, but it'll be a day ahead.
Right. No, well, we leave the 22nd of May, Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. out of L.A.
Yes.
Right? And when we arrive
get there
in Fiji,
on
it'll
the 20th?
Be... It'll be Tuesday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning their time, so we will have missed Sunday and Monday.
Okay, and so how exactly would that help us? Since you're going to be out of communication for 2 days,
it'll be Tuesday for me. It'll be like Sunday for you. So I'll be able to tell you what the lotto's numbers are on Tuesday.
I'm going to ask you a quick question. Are you stupid?
Ask me when I'm in Fiji, and I'll be able to tell you 2 days from now.
Back to the future.
Yes. Wow. I got my flux capacitor strapped to
right
my
here.
Back. And
right
I'm ready
here,
to go.
Baby. I now, got your flux
Mermaid
capacitor.
Mermaid Tony is,
right
is part of this entourage, including Single Scott and Mermaid Angela. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy just pulled up a picture of her from her Florida Keys Dive Center site, like get to know the staff, because she's obviously one of the dive instructors and managers there at the store. And
she's so vital she can be spared for 3 weeks.
She's like, she has a picture of her and a giant lobster. It's like the lobster slayer. What's going on
Her lobster's
here?
Bigger than yours, Greg.
This is not right. What's going on here?
Burn.
Is this a challenge? Are you throwing this in my face, or did James do this?
He did it on his own. I might have directed him how
You're
to get
welcome.
There.
Ah, okay, okay. So who can catch the bigger lobster, Tony, me or you?
Me.
Really?
Absolutely.
She didn't even
no
hesitate. That's not the kind of confidence I was looking for. I was like, well, maybe I could beat you if you're the lobster slayer, but you just said me. Really? You just know.
No.
You've never seen me catch lobster, though, before.
You've never seen me catch lobster before, though,
So
either.
You think you're a mean lobster catcher as well? Okay, I think...
I know I am.
Oh! Okay, all right, the challenge is on. The challenge is on. All right, we're going to have to work out a plan here. Some kind of... There'll be some kind of prize or something.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh. Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in fins. We promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio. Oh, Scuba Radio. Oh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, okay. Mermaid Tony, maybe you can catch a better, bigger lobster, but you can't sing like that.
I'm not going to try.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did to the song, but I used to like it.
I butchered it is what I did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you're saying you wouldn't want to is your point. All right, but you can catch a better lobster. You teach more dive students than I do. You do like 200 dive students a year. So basically, she's like... totally putting me in my place there, Jimmy. What'd you say? You're my dive student, and you're ready to jump ship.
I've already been asking if she could complete all my certifications for me. And
can you do that?
Why not?
There you go.
That would be an interesting a case study. Taking one of my dive students and then turning them over to Mermaid Tony to see if she felt they were trained properly or that they needed mental help.
Interesting. If we use James, since he's the only one you haven't broken.
Yet.
What?
Give it
what?
Time. I've broken him mentally. That's been very apparent after having him on the show for several years. But physically, he seems to be intact. And so we'll see. Would you take him on seriously as like a little pet project? Like mold him, create him, turn him into something worthwhile?
I can try. Depends. Did you do a swim test first?
Oh, yeah. He passed the swim test.
He can at least swim? Okay. Why not?
Well, I didn't say he could swim. He participated in the test.
She said she will crush me.
Yeah.
10-minute float, survival floats.
Exactly. There you go. All right. Hey, our buddy Jeff Tarode is on the line. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Diving headquarters down there in Pompano Beach.
Hey, I heard somebody's got a birthday tomorrow.
This is true. Yes. Were you on? You coming on to sing happy birthday to me, Jeff?
Can't sing happy birthday because then we have to pay the Hall sisters.
He's wearing his birthday suit.
what a sight that would be, huh?
Great God in Himmel.
Oh, God. I said that
out loud. What are you, what, not 40, 48?
73. 73 years young.
29 and holding.
For
the third time.
Yeah, I don't know what you're holding, but it ain't 29.
All right, you're the one wearing the birthday suit, so let's not go there. All right, so what's the diving like down there in South Florida today?
It's pretty good. A little choppy this morning, but it's calming down now. Conditions are pretty damn good, to be honest with you. They got about 60, 70 foot on the outside. Inshore is a little murky inshore, but that's to be expected after 4 or 5 days of rough seas here.
So how horribly cold is that water temperature?
It's not. It's actually coming up. We're 76 degrees right now.
That is swimming water temperature where I come from.
I got a report at 77 in Fiji. And I'll be glad to share that first-hand account as I travel
halfway
around the world.
You're the only guy I know that gets to go to Fiji for his birthday.
Yeah, well, hey, somebody's got to do it. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
This is research. This is Scuba Radio research.
Hey, thank God for all this east wind right now. It's keeping that oil away from that Gulf loop, you know? Keep it on the other side, unfortunately.
Yeah, are you getting a lot of
folks?
Are people calling worried about that? Are they keeping it in perspective as far as booking their trips with you down there in South Florida?
Well, the more experienced divers realize what the situation is, but there's people that live in landlocked states that aren't, not as quite as up on the.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Oh, sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Dives Alert Network. How you doing?
Staying out of trouble. How about you?
Same, and hoping to keep it so.
Are you expecting to get into trouble sometime soon?
Expecting? No. Acknowledging the possibility? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need more.
Well, look, I got a friend who just got a new boat. And he's taking us out diving this weekend. He's a great guy. He's an awesome diver. And so is the rest of the group. But I'm afraid things are going to get a little rowdy without the structure of a traditional dive boat.
Well, that shouldn't happen. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else. And if these divers are as good as you say, they know that.
Just to be safe, what things should I keep in mind?
The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do you start?
With the boat itself. Like dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. That goes for the boat's captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine requirements like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board and, ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, you know, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency?
Make sure that there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Oh, absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics of the boat, both in terms of how to find everything as well as what procedures are to be followed, and that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus a charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water, especially exiting. Ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get in the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in the current.
What about a bubble watcher?
An excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying aboard to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line.
Anchors can come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure the person you leave to tend to the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. They should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. It might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get right down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials, planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning. You still have to take time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group. You still have to make sure the safety equipment's on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires the same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. Man, now I can't wait for the weekend.
Have a blast, buddy, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Unless, of course, you have room for one more.
Absolutely. Come on, Jeff. Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day. And don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you've thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, so we're getting ready to go to the Long Beach Dive Show, then to Fiji, and Mermaid Tony's in the studio, single Scott. I know, Scott, you're excited, aren't you? Yeah, you cannot wait for this event, can you?
Nope, I want to go.
Now, you know, Mermaid Tony, she's talking smack. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's she's had
I
too
much.
I
think you've been challenged.
I don't know. I think she's just punchy. I think
5 hour energy.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So, because she thinks she can outdo me in the lobster department just because you have a picture of a giant lobster
is that, a
that somebody gave you to take a picture with, right?
How do you know?
Yeah. See, I
know. That's absolutely not true.
Because that's what I would do. I know her good enough to know that I think she operates the same way.
Operates?
What?
She operates?
No, I see she operates.
Oh,
that's
I understand
what I said.
Now. Great minds think alike.
Yeah. Now, but I see you're in the Scuba Radio chat room today, Mermaid Tony, and you're talking to your people down there at Florida Keys Dive Center. They have agreed to take out the boat so me and you could have a lobster challenge slayer off? Or what do you call
Slay
that?
Off? Lobster yeah. off?
Catch off.
Catch off?
Something.
Bug off.
Oh. A bug off.
Okay, well, obviously.
Hey, Holt, bug off.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time I heard that. Now, but that's not right. You can't go down there on your home turf. You're trying to stack the deck. Once again, she thinks like I do. See? We got to go someplace where I know where the lobsters are.
Fiji.
What is that, Marathon?
Yeah, Marathon, Key West.
The
I don't
supermarket.
Know. Key Largo.
Hey, Publix, bug off.
All right, you stay out of it, Jimmy. But I don't know. We're going to have to do something. Something that we can see if we can make this. This could be fun. I'm always up for a challenge, aren't I, Bill? When it comes to being the lobster slayer, I've had challenges before where people sit there and say,
when you
okay,
say you're
you talk
up
a good
for the
game,
challenge.
About catching these Florida spiny lobsters when season is open, which it's not right now.
You catch them and I'll eat them.
Yeah, it's not open right now. But when season opens in July, end of July, maybe mini season or in August, maybe we can head out down there someplace and have a little lobster challenge. What's your technique? Are you a looper or a net and tickler?
I'm a net and tickler.
I know.
Or a reach in and grab.
She kind of has that look. See, I'm more of a looper, but she looks like a tickler.
That's the easy way.
I was thinking the exact same thing. She looks like a tickler.
All right, more coming up, including where to find buried treasure. That's next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando opens May 22nd. Free gift for the first 50 customers and many more great prizes will be given away, like regulators, PCDs, dive computers, even a new Bladefish underwater scooter, plus hot dogs, hamburgers, refreshments, and a free regulator checkup from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's May 22nd at the new Divers Direct on
International Drive in Orlando. However, all Divers Direct locations are celebrating the Orlando Grand Opening throughout the month of May. And at DiversDirect.com, a complete dive package with computer for $699.99, an Oceanic VO100 dive computer for $149.99, a body glove 3mm super stretch wetsuit for just $79.99. Go to DiversDirect.com and click on clearance for even more great deals. Divers Direct, Florida's neighborhood dive center for over 20 years and serving the world at DiversDirect.com.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
The U.S. one, heading down U.S. one.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just spoke the clear room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggle.
Yes, that'll last till about tomorrow. I think there's probably at least a Jaeger bomb or two scheduled for consumption at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. We won't be diving, but we will be hanging out with our fellow divers that have a tendency to drink like fish at these type of events where they're not actually in the water and just want to talk about diving and, you know, the fact that it's my birthday.
And no, we're going to start in the crown room before we get on the plane today.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Scott. I didn't. He's in charge of libations.
Yes.
As well as treasure. You know, Scott is our man at play when it comes to...
Man at leisure.
Leisure, is that what it is?
He's a man of leisure.
A man of adventure, because he is an investor in the Mel Fisher Treasure group. And basically, you can go down there and dive the wreck of the Atosha off of Key West. And they just, Scott has been doing this. Now that he's an investor, he forwards me all the emails from the Mel Fisher folks.
All the goodies.
Yeah, and this week, or actually just or right before the show last week, actually, they found five more.
Found five new coins.
Yeah, they're new.
And they're minted 2009.
Yeah. But no, they've had five coins. And these things could, as we know, can be anywhere worth, you know, $1,000 to $25,000, depending on how they clean up. Because they got to put them in this electrolysis type of...
They got to get all the gook off of them.
Yeah,
get the hair off of them.
Yeah, it's not hair.
And then it's part of the disbursement of all the investors.
One of these five coins could be Scott's at the end of the year here, because that's what they do. They take the booty and then they split it.
Split the booty!
Yes, amongst all the investors.
I want the little coin.
Yeah, really? You think?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to get. The computer picks, so.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what they get.
It's a random thing.
And then you can trade.
Then you can trade, yes. And you're going to hear all about this whole process as Scott gets more and more into it. He has to go diving and find his own coin. And maybe he'll find one of these coins here coming up in the future, and we'll report it on Scuba Radio. You can go to MelFisher.com for more information on how to be like Scott right there. You could be an investor as well. All right, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close. We're just getting started. Then we're off to Fiji.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.